KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A few years ago, I lived at the beach in Santa Monica. It was a two-story rectangular beach house, and in the afternoons, I would sit on my balcony, smoke a cigar, sip a bourbon, and watch the sun set over the Pacific. One day, though, I was disturbed by a lot of alarming noise. Ambulance siren noise, small gathering crowd noise, squawking police radio noise from the next street over. And then, fluttering above, there appeared several news helicopters. So I leaned over the balcony to get a better look, far enough to crane my neck, not far enough to spill my drink, and I suddenly noticed right below my balcony a news van pulling up in front of my house, directly in front of my driveway, which was conveniently marked by a "Do Not Park Here" sign, and then several purposeful people got out and started unloading video equipment. "You can't park there," I called down, and a well-dressed lady, the reporter, I figured, looked up from her small mirror. "We're media," she said, as if that settled that, and she went back to powdering and primping. "Yeah, but you're blocking my driveway. You can't park there." She looked at me again, squinted, took a barely perceptible glance at my drink. Ah, I could hear her thinking, "The local drunk," and repeated, just in case I didn't get it the first time, "It's okay. We're media." And then the gang started bustling around again, slamming doors and hoisting equipment, and she tossed her mirror into the bag. "I don't care who you are. You can't park in front of my garage. I will have you towed." "We're a news organization, sir. We're press. We can park where we want." This was from the short, high-strung young man with a clipboard and the major cell phone. "Let me be clear," I said in my best cranky local drunk voice. "I will have you towed. You cannot block my garage. I need to be able to pull my car out of my driveway. There's a chance," and here I dropped my voice just a bit and I held my drink aloft, "there's a chance I may need to step out for some ice." Now, this was more than the lady reporter could take. "You don't understand, sir," she cried. "This is a breaking story. Margot Hemingway has died." Which turned out to be true, but since it wasn't one of the three things, major earthquake, tsunami, large cash offer, that would make me loosen my no parking in my driveway policy, I held my ground. They sighed and huffed and puffed and shook their heads at the amazing violation of First Amendment rights that glowered down at them, drink in hand, from the balcony. But in the end, they moved the van. And I sat and finished my cigar and crunched softly on the melt left in my glass. And I thought to myself, who the hell is Margot Hemingway again? So I sympathize with the residents of Malibu, especially the unfamous ones, who are fed up with the reckless swarm of paparazzi stalking their beaches, speeding along their two-lane roads, parking, no doubt, in front of their garages. When the gimlet-eyed, slow-talking actor Matthew McConaughey found himself hassled on the beach recently by a cluster of photographers, some sympathetic surfer dudes stepped in. They beat the stuffing out of the photographers, and they tossed his equipment into the ocean. Now, this kind of thing is going to happen more and more. Locals have started to fight back. Paparazzi tires are being slashed, equipment destroyed, noses punched. You know, it's just a matter of time before Malibu attempts to solve the problem in a more traditional Malibu way, by going to court. But honestly, why bother? See, the problem seems insurmountable now, but as camera phones become more and more ubiquitous, and as the internet spawns thousands of celebrities a day, pretty soon we're all going to be divided into two basic camps. Those who photograph celebrities and those who are celebrities themselves. The paparazzi, then, will be evenly distributed all over the place, not just clustered in small beach towns north of L.A. In the not-too-distant future, if a news van pulls up in front of my driveway to cover the death of a minor actress, I won't just allow them to park. I'll try to sell them some photographs of the corpse that I took moments before with my iPhone. And that's progress. Sort of. And that's it for this week. Next week, the schedule bites. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.